Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today at Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
Well, it's a competition and a learning experience at once that only, I think, Steve Sipple might remember.
I'm listening.
If you're not in our age group, Jake, you won't get this one, but you get a chance to operate.
I'm an old soul, though.
You won't know this one right there.
Oh, boy.
He's doing speed reading competition. A speed reading competition. Back in our day, remember the device we had to look into, Sipple? It sat, and then you had to put your eyes, it's like an eye test almost, but you had to sit there, and the whole table, everyone's looking through this gray piece of this device, and you're looking through it, and it just whips through, and it's like all of a sudden, and this whips through by speed. So they had to take a test at the end on what the story was about. Oh, it's incredible. We did it in the
comprehension.
We did it in the basement of Thurston Elementary School. That's where I went to elementary school. So Steve got 8 of these devices, and they're set up there. So you're going to come in groups of 8, and they're going to take a speed reading competition, and you have to answer the questions afterwards. Oh, it's incredible. Do you remember him, Steve?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God, it was so good.
Just one time, yes, though.
Oh, we did it several times.
I was
pretty good at it.
I
was pretty good at speed reading. Yeah, I know, 14 ACT. I know. Maybe, hey, Bill, maybe read the question slower on the test. Maybe that was it. I was trying to get done quick.
Yeah. You were good at that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, speed reading was kind of my deal. That and flashcards. Flashcards was incredible.
Why were you good at flashcards?
But that, I don't know. It was competitive. It's competitive, so I liked it. I got some. Yeah, he snorted.
It was a snort.
So we're doing speed reading competition.
Who did the flashcards for you? Was it Sharon or
No. Did him at school.
The teacher would do it.
And don't you remember? Like back in third grade, be like, okay, you'd start off, and you have two up there. Winner stayed.
Yep.
Winner stayed.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah. I went through it.
So you were competitive.
Oh, yeah. And then I remember one time, lost it. Because I won, and I'd won like about 20 in a row or something like that. And all of a sudden, boom. The funny thing is I couldn't pass a math class right now for anything. But I could memorize the multiplication table so I could try to win it. That was big.
And yeah,
I would
learn a lot about
I would
it,
make my own it. Cards up the day before. But, hey, tomorrow's going to be flashcards. Oh, I'd work on them at night. 56. 89. I would just rip them out.
Who would help you? A Tamara? Tamara?
Not by myself on those things like that. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Strange little kid.
Yeah. very much. Does anyone remember the speed reading devices?
Shindy.
Anyone from the text remember?
Where does he even get them? That's the question.
Well, he goes Amazon. He finds them on Amazon, yeah.
The money's no object.
Yeah. eBay, maybe.
It also not be expensive, probably.
Probably not, but he's got 6 of them set up. They come in groups of 6.
That'll be sort of, that, yeah. No, not you, sort you of got, fun, that'll be fun.
And you got to answer the questions to the story. You know, who was Connie married to? Like that, you have to know all that stuff, speed reading.
I don't know that device. You're right. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that device at all.
That had to be so 70s. That's 70s.
Oh, it's 70s. That's 70s elementary
that's
school.
70s gold.
How about this Moonbot on YouTube? Yeah, I'm reading YouTube. Yeah. Got called out earlier.
Moonbot.
Says, I don't speed read, but I'm 54 books and 21,000 plus pages read so far this year.
Nice.
54. Yeah. It's July 11th. 54 books this year already. 21,000 plus pages of reading. Moonbot, well read.
How do you find the time, Moonbot? That's my immediate question. Yes. Are you retired?
How do you watch Wings and News Radio and read? Be my question.
54 books.
That's incredible.
It's a lot of reading.
Yeah,
speed reading.
A lot of books. Thank you to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring.
Thank you, Bill. That's
hour two. By the way, Bella filled up the candy bowl over there. We found a score bar, which
and
you
Bill
and I
knew exactly.
It's like a Heath bar.
It's a Heath bar.
Yeah, it's like a Heath bar. And that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Did you try it yet?
I'm eating mine right now.
Go ahead. Is it just every bit as good as a Heath bar, or is it like a knockoff?
Slight knockoff is because Heath is so. It's right here.
It's home for Bill.
It's home.
It's home. So thank you, Bella, for filling up the candy bowl. Yeah, very nice. Job, helped Bella. Us out there. 464-5685, call or text as always. I saw an interesting read yesterday by your employer, which is what, Sip?
On three.
Hey!
This is interesting. Good job, Bill. This is interesting.
There is a write-up about every team in the Big Ten's most important conference game this upcoming season, and I saw Nebraska's, and I said, that's an interesting choice. The choice, and I don't know who wrote this article for On Three, but they said that the UCLA game in early November in Lincoln is Nebraska's most important conference game. Now, you think about that probably right away and say, that's an odd choice. But if you think about last year, November was a bad month for Nebraska. 0-4, they went in 5-3, didn't make a bowl game, 0-4 in November. That starts off the month, which you got some tough games to end the month after that. So maybe they're saying set the tone and, you know,
well, here's what
confirm a bowl game here.
They write what they're saying. And I was like you in that I thought, that's an odd pick. But then when you read what their justification is, it makes complete sense.
Let's hear it.
It says the schedule sets up very nicely for the Cornhuskers to not only snap a 6-year streak of missing the postseason, but making a run at 8-9 victories. We all agree on that, right?
Yes.
I can sleepwalk through 8.
Yeah. Easy there, champ. That is if Nebraska can start winning some games in November. The Cornhuskers went winless in the month last season and are just, here's a stat for you, and are just 1-10 in November the last three seasons.
Ouch.
They could start 6-1 or 7-0 and then get smoked at Ohio State. Rebounding immediately against a so-so UCLA team could be a sign of a program turning the corner. Totally agree. I've said that to you guys kind of low-key. The Ohio State game worries me from the standpoint it could derail. I've seen Ohio State derail Nebraska seasons more than once. I've seen monster teams derail Nebraska's program more than once. I saw it. USC did it in 2007. Ohio State did it with a 62-3 win.
That was bad. 2016.
Yeah, derailed it. I mean, it just in Ohio State once again is a monster. So I, you know what? That in the Ohio State game is at the end of October. So you start off November with a rebound win against a decent UCLA team. That would be pretty big.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It does. It strangely makes sense.
It does. I agree. I'm on board 100%.
Yeah, it's a good. In fact, it's a very intuitive pick, and I wouldn't have guessed 1-10 in November in the last three seasons.
Their one win would be at Iowa. Then that's
well,
it.
And think that's about the, who had that. A lot to do with that. He's sitting here.
Sitting over to the
and that was a great win.
That's their only win.
It was
win
an
in
incredible.
November.
I would put it in the incredible category.
It was a great. Yeah, it was awesome.
Tell them out of the Big Ten championship. That'd be a tough loss.
No, it was
on their home field. Too
I
bad,
was,
Iowa.
My mouth was agape. I was like, "Is this really happening?" They're just hammering Iowa. Anyway, so no, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. If Nebraska's going to have not just an okay season. If it's going to have a good or a good plus season.
Jake, can you go to the schedule, pull up UCLA?
Yes, I can.
Rebounding against UCLA would be big. And then, you know, you go to USC. We have a chance to win that game, right? Mm-hmm. I would think so. Then Nebraska would play Wisconsin, then add Iowa. It's a great pick, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a great pick.
Yeah. I think it is.
I was looking at, there's a guy who's a big gambler. He's called Beat the Bookie. He's a big popular gambling guy on Twitter. He has USC going 3-9 with a loss to Nebraska at home. 3-9 this year. 3-9.
Oh, I don't see that.
I don't know if he's trying to go for a hot take there. He's very respected. He's very well in his picks, but he said 3-9 this year for USC. Not buying it. He said that the new quarterback is not Caleb Williams, and they still won, what, 7 or 8 games last year with Caleb. Lost a couple of the other pieces. I'm not buying that. But that's just
you never know what a one-hit wonder looks like. But in the bowl game, I think he threw like 6 touchdown passes.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
UCLA's schedule. They start off the season at Hawaii.
Yeah, that's a tough win. It's a tough
Timmy Chang.
Timmy Chang. That's
leading
right.
Yardage passing in the history of the NCAA.
Jeez.
Yes.
8-18 is the head coach.
Now, it's not the same. They don't play in Aloha Stadium anymore. That's been condemned.
Saddens me, by the way.
Condemned?
It's been condemned.
Why?
Yeah. What's wrong with the bill?
It's just been condemned. It's done.
It's sad.
Aloha Stadium? When you pulled into that place, I mean, they used to have the Pro Bowl. I mean,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Now they play like, and it's like, it's a high school.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's really? Seats like 12,000 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Shameful. So at Hawaii to start, then they host Indiana. Google okay. Kurt Cignetti.
Google
right?
me.
Google him. By the way, they don't play the second week. They play August 31st. They don't play the second week.
Interesting schedule.
That's odd. Yeah, it's very strange. That's really odd. Then they will head to LSU. Ouch, yeah. UCLA. Ouch. And then the reward for that, they get to play Oregon the next week. LSU, yeah, Oregon, back-to-back weeks. Hello.
I wonder how they'll survive that.
And it gets worse. Then they're at Penn State. 3 week stretch of okay. LSU.
That's an example of
Oregon and Penn State.
That's an example of a horrendous schedule. I mean,
hey, Deshaun Foster, enjoy that. Your first.
Can you imagine
head coach.
Right now the conversations going on right here at Nebraska if that was Nebraska's schedule?
I mean, there would be trepidation. Yeah.
There'd be it would be. It'd be like, whoa.
See, the problem immediately that I would think, and now Bill, we think of things more like sports writers and coaches, but I would think we have to survive this physically because we could get beat up bad by Oregon. And the Oregon travel. Can beat you up.
Absolutely.
Penn State can beat you up physically.
And again, so that comes down to the, like I said, you always look at where right now there, I think everyone would agree there's still a separation in the big, I use the term Big Four. It's really not a term. It's Ohio State, Oregon.
Penn State,
Michigan. We'll put Michigan there. So
I would too.
So how many of those do you get? That's what I think. That's good for Nebraska. You only get one of them.
Right. And how many do they get?
Well, they got Oregon and Penn State, and they've got
both on the road. Is that right?
And they will play home against Oregon and at Penn State.
Okay. So they got two of them.
Really rough.
And
that's three straight weeks. There's no bye. That's
and they get LSU. And they get LSU. LSU will be a physical team.
Yes.
Those teams, the key to me is that all three are physical. All three will hammer.
How do they finish up then? What's it go for?
After the Penn State game, they will host Minnesota. Then they will head to Rutgers, the long road trip across the country. Then they get a bye week before the Nebraska game.
Okay.
They head to Lincoln for that. Then they'll host Iowa. Then they'll head to Washington, and they will then host USC. And then they end the season hosting Fresno State.
These schedules are... The world has changed dramatically right before our eyes. You never used to see a schedule like that. That's an NFL schedule. Like, if he wins five, it'd be almost like you're an AD.
Extension and a raise.
Right. If you get five.
If he gets someone to a bowl game, it's like they should be carrying him around Los Angeles on his shoulders.
Now, Bill, here's the news, though. They won't.
They won't.
Because they'll say it's six wins. But if you really think about it, that would be an incredible achievement.
Six wins.
That's a ridiculous schedule. That's not
brutal.
Even...
Think about their flight. I mean, they're flying to Hawaii to start off the season. It's a long flight. No, it's not that far from Cali, but it's still a long flight. Then they head to Rutgers.
They're going
to
be
and
exhausted.
And they fly to Lincoln. I mean, it's a long flight. They have a lot of road trips this year. A lot of long
ones.
I'm
not sure that's healthy.
They head to Penn State. That's a long trip to Penn State, too. It's long, arduous.
It's an arduous trip to Penn State. It is.
Going from here to Penn State's miserable.
Yeah.
Just going from Rutgers to Penn State was miserable. It's hard. They're going to Rutgers. It's just miserable.
The stories I could tell you about
Penn State is so hard to get to.
It's hard to get to.
Advantage them. Nice job. You can actually fly in. Before you couldn't even fly in.
We'd stay in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
And then the drive in is harrowing. Yeah. And usually it was bad weather, too. God.
Now, you love your trips to Penn State.
Oh, it's
very, very high in that place.
The reason I look like I do, a lot of it has to do with Penn State.
It aged you?
Yeah. Yeah. It killed me. I mean,
that's not where the truck was left on, though, right?
That was Rutgers.
That was Rutgers.
Were their season? That'll be a that Nebraska games. They have a bye week. to see if they can kind of get themselves right a little bit, or will they be completely cashed in? Because they're going to be
at
that time, they're going to be like 2-3 That's going to be not good.
Yeah.
No, How about ending your year with Fresno State?
That's right, a bad one too.
I hate to take the conversation in a negative direction, but that UCLA schedule is why there's elements of college football that concern me. That's just a lot to ask of that program. The travel, Lincoln.
Well, just think of their
They're going to Rutgers just and Penn State.
Their non-con is Hawaii, LSU, and Fresno State.
That's
there's
insane.
Not a, there's not a given in there. I mean, Hawaii's not great, but still, it's a road trip to Hawaii.
Right. Now, UCLA is not a horrible team. They'll be good. They have some dudes.
They'll have some players.
Yeah.
They'll have some players.
But that's a lot to ask. Wow. That schedule is a wow. Nebraska should get them. They should be able to handle that game in November.
If you had not read this On Three article, what would you have said on paper is the most important conference game for Nebraska based on
Bill?
Well,
I mentioned that there's two of them that are the most important in my mind. It's Purdue and Indiana.
Okay.
Those are the two most important because
at Purdue,
logo wise, you feel like you're winning those games.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a second year coach and a first year coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the road. Those are critical games.
Right, I think Indiana. I'd probably go Indiana.
Yeah. The four games that swing the whole. We talked about this on the show. I know I'd mentioned it was those two, and then two home games: Rutgers and Illinois.
So those are four games in a row right there.
Those four games right there is where the season will.
Yep.
If you win all four, gold 3-1, cool. You're still good. If you went 2-2 in those games, you wouldn't feel good about that.
No.
No, and that's why the road game at Purdue and the road game at Indiana are big to me because of that. And in Indiana, I think, is tougher than a lot of people give them credit for. They're really good at the skill positions.
They got some players, and I kind of have faith in Google Me. I really do.
Kurt Cignetti,
do you?
Yeah, I have some faith in him. Yeah. Just think about, you just heard UCLA's schedule. There's never a time I said those four are all in a row for Nebraska. That's pretty good four in a row. When you talk about like that's not a meat grinder where you go we're going to Penn State and then we're going to Oregon and we're going to
we would not be talking about Nebraska the way we are if it had UCLA schedule. We wouldn't be.
No.
Not kind of. No, we would be in Fresno.
Yeah. We'd be talking with much more trepidation. We would. Yeah. I mean, Oregon's a bear. They're not Ohio State bear, but they're not that far from that.
They're pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're a bear.
They're a bear.
If they walk down the field at Memorial Stadium, you go, oh boy, that's trouble. Yeah. You can eyeball them and see. And they're a team that you can eyeball and say, that's trouble. Nebraska's not that, and I'm just going to be very candid. Nebraska's not that right now.
Not right now, no.
No, they're not. They're not that. They're not when Michigan walked in, you knew it was trouble. When they're warming up, you know it's trouble. They'd look different. Nebraska doesn't have that right now. They're not that team right now. They're getting there, I think, but they're not there.
So On Three says the UCLA game is Nebraska's most important conference game based on November's been rough for Nebraska.
Wow.
1-10 the last 3 years in November.
Nailed it.
On Three nailed that. Because you were like me. You saw it and you're like, what?
That's an odd choice, but the description why is pretty solid for On Three. So well done. Before we get to break, Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner. What will never happen with them, Bill?
I've been hacked! Never.
It just won't happen. It can't happen, and it won't happen.
It won't happen. Imagine your whole life doing that.
What is wrong with you?
If they're protecting you, you could drive around up and down O Street with your social security number on your car. you could take your social security number, paint it on the side of your truck and drive around Lincoln.
It's safe.
It's safe. Put your account number on there too. Put your checking account on it.
I don't recommend any of
that. Bank account.
Apply Connect's like, bring it on. Let's dance. You want some
this
of this?
Test for you.
You want some of this?
What's your account number on there? Wells Fargo.
772-1949-44.
Have at it.
See what you got. Happens. See what you got. Try it. Go ahead. Try me. Here's my soch.
What else?
Well, they're so trusted. They're in all 93 counties.
You want some of this?
All 93 counties in Nebraska. They'll manage your IT. They've got a robust and proven effective cybersecurity solution to not get hacked. Phone systems to support multiple offices. They'll set up your email addresses, surveillance, also everything you need for IT. They have it. Applied Connective Technologies. Go to AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation, which we all is very important.
Jake, do you think they're hustling so hard for business because they keep losing business?
No.
No, no.
They don't 99% lose retention rate.
God. Like that. And then, I tell you
What's it called again?
Applied Connective Technologies. Go to AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109 because you will never get hacked with Applied Connective.
Why wouldn't you sit down with them? Why would you not?
It's free consultation.
Free consultation. Blueberry donuts. Thank you.
Thanks, like bags would bring.
You want to dance?
Let's dance. Here's my social. Try me. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket. Let's.